there is a trend, a stupid trend on TikTok to drop things on your feet and then rate the pain 1 to 10.
Oh, my foot feels broken. Definitely a
10
out of
10
there, boys.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
So gave us the excuse to bring up the embarrassing ways you've injured yourself. We'll start with Kim. My dumb ass decided to vacuum the stairs starting from the top.
Oh,
got about halfway down before the shop vac came flying at my face. Oh. Got a black eye and a chipped tooth.
Ooh, ouchie.
Ouch.
See, I would use that as a reason to never vacuum
never
the stairs.
Never vacuum the stairs.
Again. Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh. Stephanie says, let me count the ways. When I was a kid, I was jumping off my bed, ended up going headfirst into my dresser.
Mm-hmm.
Same Stephanie.
Yeah.
I did that. That's how I knocked a jar of pennies off onto my face.
Sure.
Got stitches on my nose. She says, I've sprained my ankle several times, twice stepping off a curb, once standing up after I was sitting crisscross on the floor.
Oh, no.
4 years ago, I was walking down my steps to take a miniature poodle outside, and I somehow rolled my ankle, sprained it, and fractured a bone in my foot.
Oh, geez.
Last summer, while on vacation, I dropped a glass on my foot. Thankfully, the glass did not break, and I did not break any bones. I could probably tell more stories, but I would take up the entire segment.
Hey, Meg.
So I just got done at the chiropractor, and I was at my best friend's house standing outside, and I sneezed and threw my back out.
There is no better reminder that you are getting old.
Right.
Than that.
Or just like getting up from a chair.
Yeah, rolling over in bed.
Yes. Yes.
That's funny. Meg, thank you.
Thank you.
Bill said, I was trying to figure out exactly how slowly I could release a staple from a stapler by pressing the stapler against my thumb. Shockingly, this didn't work out well, and I punched a staple into my thumb about a quarter inch deep.
Oh, my gosh. Ouchie. Ouchie. Kyle says, tossed a quarter up in the air to see if I could catch it in my mouth. I chipped my tooth.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens. Mike said, my brother tried to hop a chain link fence, and let's just say he didn't clear it and needed 8 stitches in his berry sack.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's a fun term. Ouchie.
Wow.
I don't have that, but I feel like ouchie.
We got a message from Laura who said, I got a broken toe after my 16-year-old accidentally sat on me.
Oh!
Ouch.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
Yeah, right?
Danielle said, burn my boob on an oven rack. Cindy says, stood on a rake, leading to a full-on sideshow Bob from The Simpsons, thwack into my face.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing serious. It was just cartoony.
Sure. Chris.
Yeah, so we went to one of the sky parks or the trampoline parks for my daughter's birthday about 6 or 7 years ago. I haven't done backflips since I was a kid, so I didn't feel like I really needed to practice.
Didn't need to practice? Nope, I got this.
It's like riding a bike.
So, we know where this is going. So I tried to do a backflip on the trampoline park, and I only made it about halfway through the rotation before I came down. And I landed on my head and neck and had to go to the emergency room. The best part is that they had it on the security camera footage, and all the employees were watching it, and I could hear them laughing.
Oh, no.
You're like, when I get out of this neck brace, I'm going to have some strongly worded things to say.
You are lucky.
Right?
Oh,
my gosh.
That could have been serious.
Yeah, it could have been bad. Chris, thank you, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, see
you. Oh, wait, Paul. Paul says I'm 6 feet tall, and I managed to get my nipple caught in a car door.
What?
Oh, my God.
All right. We may have to come back to this topic because this is absolutely ridiculous. I love it all. All right.
It's unhinged.
All right. Good stories. The embarrassing ways you've injured yourself.